Okay, let's get going here. I've got too much to cover for you on this Monday night. I am really angry. I don't get angry very often. In fact, I'm more than angry. I didn't want to go there. We're going to tell you things this hour, and we're not there yet, but we're getting there. The lie has been exposed. The man they claim was responsible for the massacre in Las Vegas didn't do it. He's a patsy. Lee Harvey Patsy Paddock, who was in all likelihood, in my humble estimation, dead before the slaughter began, or well before it ended. Dead. In his room. Jim Fetzer, our guest this first hour, sent me a video that breaks the whole thing wide open. Now, Jim, as you know, I think many of you know, was an honored Marine, a hero of this country, a great patriot, and he knows the sound of weapons. They're trying to make this guy, Paddock, out to have had 8 or 10 assault rifles in his hotel room. We'll get to that in a minute. Jim, thanks for being here. I am beyond furious at this. Just over the top.
Well, this is a really peculiar case, Jeff, I got to tell you. I mean, here you got a 64-year-old white guy. He's a hunter. He's a pilot. He's a millionaire, Jeff. He's a millionaire. He bought a house up in Mesquite for $275,000. He paid cash.
Right.
He's a high roller. What would a guy who's a millionaire be doing shooting at a bunch of country concert goers, you know, 90% of whom are going to be Trump supporters? This thing doesn't add up. I'll tell you, from the beginning, when I first listened to an audio of the shooting, it did not sound right to me. Those did not sound like real rounds. They sounded like...
I'm going to play the sound of an M16 in full auto so people can hear the cadence of the firing, and then I'm going to play the video you sent me with the muzzle flashes clearly visible at a far lower floor in that hotel. It's a platform gun of some kind. It's a machine gun. It's a heavy I think it's a heavier caliber than 5.56. Anyway, you'll hear it in just a minute, friends. Go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
Well, sure. I was just going to add that, yes, I was a captain in the Marine Corps. I used to supervise recruit training, and marksmanship training included. But the same report came from Scott Bennett, who was an Army lieutenant and a PSYOPS officer, and from Michael Jay. Get this, Jeff. Michael Jay used a belt-loaded machine gun in Vietnam, and
right.
He said it did not sound right to him either. Not all three of us think there's something funny here.
That's not an assault rifle, Jim. That's not an assault rifle on full auto. It wasn't firing bursts. It was going, that, 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 a machine gun.
Right. I know. But here's the deal. Here's a guy who sends me videos all the time. Dr. Fetzer, YouTube already removed the video where people at the concert were saying they were just blanks. YouTube already took it down. I mean, this is all very strange, Jeff. Very strange.
I don't think the dead people would say there were blanks there. Maybe
you're convinced there are dead people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm still a skeptic.
No, they were mowed down.
I think you've been, you know, you've got into this a lot deeper than I have. I had a couple of shows I had to do, and while we were talking about it, we weren't getting new information,
gotcha.
You know, that was coming through the net. Now, I just came down from an interview with, I don't know if he was the sheriff or the chief of police in Las Vegas, but he was saying, well, we have heard rumors there was a second shooter. We cannot confirm that, and we're not going to report anything we have not confirmed.
All right. This morning, ISIS claimed credit for the attack. People, they kind of laughed it off, some of them. I didn't, because I know working in that hotel without even seeing the employee roster database that there are lots of Muslims working in that hotel. And if you think, ladies and gentlemen, that they would not possibly be involved with helping set something up like this and getting the shooters the hell out of the building, you better think again. That is a distinct possibility.
Now, here's another report from Scott Bennett. I've discovered two muzzle blasts and created a JPEG image, inserted two red arrows pointing to the muzzle blast. This indicates there were at least two shooters, contrary to what's being reported. See attached image, play the video, and you will see them. One is a machine gun fired from a lower floor.
Thank you, Scott. You got it.
Burst. Fired directly above the machine gun, two to three floors up. Link.
Good job, Scott. Excellent. Yeah, there's no question. I think this is probable ISIS at this point, or some inhuman, and there's lots of it, element within our alleged government that is trying to use this and to politicize it. Some of the pictures I saw of dead bodies and grief are just horrible. Now, that's not to say that the government might not be involved with this, manipulating it, but those people were mowed down.
Scott sent a link, Jeff, and when I clicked the link, it's this video has been removed for violating YouTube's policy on violent or graphic content. Learn more. How can you study a case like this if you can't look at video?
Well, they have no problem putting up videos of beheadings.
Disgusting stuff.
It's beyond belief. All right, just for all of you out there who are listening to this BS that the government is telling you, law enforcement, yes, he had 8 or 10 guns in the it was a luxury suite up there, by the way. We've got pictures of it at Rents. You can see the inside of it, which was copied by the Independent, we might add. Not from us, but they took our material, it looks very much like, and did a kind of a computer graphic rendition of it. We've got the actual floor plan of the suite. It's up there. You'll see it. Look on the home page at the top. Now, the idea of an assault rifle sounding like that machine gun is absurd. And that's the muzzle flash you can see in the video. The video's up there as well. And you can see the flash. I'm going to play right now an M16 full auto. And remember, the military won't let you use, if you're a soldier, you've got two choices, semi-auto, or you can do a three-round burst. They don't want people on full auto anymore because they blow out a 30-round clip in seconds, and it would be all over the field. They want them to aim their shots better, so they gave them three-round bursts. That's it. Now, you can still get full auto. You got to get a government license for it. Now, this guy has one. Here is an M16, a sound that Jim knows all too well, being test-fired on a range. Here we go.
16, full auto.
Okay, he's going to shoot a couple of single rounds for a semi-auto, and then he'll go full auto. Listen to cadence.
Start out with a couple single shots and run full auto.
Now full auto. All right, did you hear the cadence? Do you hear how fast the gun fires? Okay. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that was full auto, Jeff. I mean, it would go... I mean, it just...
He kept stopping and starting. I don't know.
It sounded more like a semi-auto, but I'm telling you, what I was interested in was the sound of the bullet. I mean, you heard more than just a bang from the rifle, and I didn't catch any sounds of any bullets in any of the footage I've seen yet. There may be there that have them, but I haven't seen it.
Well, here we go. Now, here's the footage that that Jim sent me. Now, I want you to remember what you just heard. In fact, I'm gonna back it up. I'm going to play it again. I want you to notice how fast this rifle shoots. All right, this is important.
Start out with a couple single shots and then run full auto.
Now listen to the speed. Okay, he could have gone through the whole magazine without stopping, but he was just firing in bursts. Here is what was coming out of the Mandalay Bay. All right, now you're going to hear it right away. You'll hear it thumping. It's not the same.
That's one plane.
Not the 32nd.
This is...
Right
one more time.
And notice the sound is off with the light because he's filming from a throw distance.
Any questions? No comparison. That is a platform gun of some kind. A machine gun, I don't know what. That's not somebody being shot from the hip or shot from the shoulder. That's a platform gun, and they're mowing these people down. Just mowing them down. And this is from a very low floor on the Mandalay Bay. And you look at that video, and you concentrate, and you will see the muzzle flashes every time that machine gun fires around. You'll see a flash. It's in the darkness, but it's right there. And if Scott has found a second one a couple of floors above it, there you go. I think Lee Harvey Paddock was dead meat while this was going on. I'm not convinced there was anything going on from those blown out windows. Maybe he thought he was going to and didn't. Some people say, well, there aren't any pictures of the blown out windows down below. Well, windows can be removed. They get put in there, don't they? Maybe they had a window that could be taken out and put back in from the inside. All possibilities. We don't have all the answers, but we've got evidence right now. Those were not the same kind of firearms.
No, I agree with that. Now, this is so peculiar to me that the guy's a millionaire. I only learned that this evening.
He's a 1%er, Jim.
Yeah, what's he doing shooting up a bunch of country western music fans? I mean, that's just ludicrous, Jeff. Ludicrous. And he's got a wife who's Asian. She's from the Philippines, or girlfriend from the Philippines. I mean, this sounds like a guy is more likely to be left-wing than right.
Well, they split up. She's flying back here on her own voluntary accord to assist. They split up apparently some years back. She lives in the Philippines. So she is coming back. She may be back already. I don't know. I'm just so aggravated by this. They paint this guy out, Lee Harvey Patsy Paddock, to have had, oh my God, he had 8 or 9 rifles, assault rifles in that room. But they won't tell us what he had in the room. You know how long it took the cops to get to that room, Jim, after the firing started? 74 minutes.
Over an hour, figuring out where he was.
Oh, like the people in the hotel couldn't tell anybody where it was coming from? Come on. Come on. Come on. Any of you have been in a hotel before? For God's sakes, you can't mistake that sound of a machine gun being fired from a hotel room. They had to know where he was within 5 or 10 minutes. But they had to get all their uniforms on, all their protective gear. I understand that. And it took them a hell of a long time, 74 minutes to get there and blow in the doors and go in. And they said he was, first they said they shot him dead. Then he said he committed suicide. He was dead meat before they got there. This is all orchestrated crap. And I look to the Muslims in that hotel and I say to them, prove that you weren't involved in some way. All of you, stand up. Come on. How many of them are involved with ISIS? How many of them are Islam? If you're an Islamist, you believe Jim and I and all of you should die. Unless some of you listening are Muslim, then you get a ticket. You ride.
Well, this is fascinating, Jeff. You've done much, much more with this than I have yet. I was up at 5 beginning to work on it when I discovered the shooting and had to, you know, create a series of stories about it to report various programs.
Yeah, I've been sitting here since, I think I went to bed at 4 because I put it up before I went to bed. It broke last night and then woke up again at 7:30 and I've been sitting at this desk all day long. Yeah, same thing. But these videos are damning. Well, One more time if you tuned in late for you people. This is an M16, first in semi-auto. He's just firing off
a couple
rounds.
Shots,
then he goes to full, and he's shooting in bursts. Now he goes to bursts. Thank you for that. Now, this is what the sound being heard coming out of a low-floor room at the Mandalay Bay. This is it. Now, listen carefully, and you tell me the cadence isn't even, it ain't even close. This is a machine gun.
Right there, baby. That's one play, not the 32nd. And notice the sound is off with the light because he's filming from a throw distance.
The muzzle flashes are right there. All right, anyway. So we got problems, big problems. If this is ISIS, and I can't prove it, I don't know. But I wouldn't dismiss it because in all those hotels, there are Muslims at work, okay? Where you have Muslims, you have possible Confederates. You can easily put together an operation. They misdirected everything up to the top floor where this patsy was. They blew out the windows up there so the cops would look up there. In the meantime, the death was being spewed from far below. Maybe in a couple of places far below. Anyhow, Jim, where do we go from here? The lies, you know, the longer after the event, the more convoluted the lying gets, and they won't tell us the truth about anything. So we got this early on. And I'll never forget that this picture of the people, there were some, I ran them, I didn't want to run them, but these people were shot just dead on the ground. Clearly, no, these aren't. Actors, crisis actors, they were dead.
Do you have a link I could look at some of those? I'd really like to see them.
I'll pull them.
Because I was, you know, searching for, you know, photos of the dead victims, and they showed me portrait photographs telling me about their background, who they were, you know.
Well, that's, you see.
Family.
Yeah, and I think what they can do is, if they wanted to, they can say, well, out of respect, we're not going to put this stuff up on the internet. And you know how damned easy it is for MLM, MSM, Google, YouTube to thwart anything. They won't allow it. But there's this one blonde woman on her back, obviously dead, and her boyfriend, husband, lover, I don't know, mid, late 30s, 40 maybe, was just laying on top of her. And the grief was just horrible. Did you see that one?
I think perhaps I did see that one.
Yeah, pretty heartbreaking stuff. Anyway, the eyewitness, you got to read the eyewitness accounts. People just going down around other people. This one guy's buddy was shot 3 times in the chest. He helped another person. The guy expired in his arms. And his buddy apparently is going to survive. At least that's the word. I'm not there, Jim. I can't tell you any more than what I'm reading. We're all captives of the mainstream media government complex, and they let us out to play once in a while. But the best information usually comes right away from these kinds of stories.
Well, you know, his brother said he had a couple of weapons, but, you know, he didn't have any cash of weapons. And then the police come out with a staggering number of weapons from his home in Mesquite.
I don't know.
This one is just riddled with inconsistency. Riddled.
Absolutely. No question. And it's going to stay that way. And they'll eventually sculpt it into whatever the hell artifice they want. And they'll let it stand, and the mainstream media will dutifully report it. This is all pretty sickening.
It's curious to think about why, if this is staged, it would be distracting from what, Puerto Rico?
Catalonia, not exactly big ticket items over here. Certainly tax reform, big deal. We know where that's going. Talk about the 1%. Kim's Korea, yeah. That's the only really important story that is being broomed off the pages right now, as far as I can see.
That tax proposal is ridiculous. It's just more trickle-down economics. We know it doesn't work. I can't believe they're trying it again.
Well, same
that,
old,
that
same
cannot
old.
Be approved, Jeff. It can't be the case that tax, that cut package is going to be approved.
I don't trust any of them. I don't take anything off the table anymore. I think any excesses and treachery and betrayals are potential and are probably being carried out right now. You saw, it was interesting about North Korea. Oh, we'll talk about this in a minute. Very interesting what we're trying to do now to North Korea. We shall be right back. Hold on. Okay, and welcome back. I've got some videos up for you at the top, and I would urge you to take a look at them if you haven't. Many of you have. Jim, at the very, I haven't been able to look at these. I literally have been working so much today, I haven't been able to sit back and watch a 10-minute video until just now. I put it on during the break. Interesting. The concert is underway, and the shooting begins. Now, I hear two automatic weapons. They're overriding each other just enough to where you can hear. It's not an echo. It's not some kind of a reverberation. There are two different weapons, probably two cal. Could be a, one was the machine gun and the other could be an AK or something. Who knows? You'll hear it and I'll play it. And then there's more and there are people down. This vantage point that the video is taken from the first segment, there are a number of segments glued together. It's a composite, is well back from the stage, which is apparently where much or most of the targeting was taking place in the beginning. So you're way back here on the back, but you can hear it. I'll play this. Tell me, if, with your practice ears, if you don't hear two automatic weapons. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, let me back this up. All right, here we go. Now you hear the end of the music. He's still playing. And then you, there it starts. There's two firing there. Here, stop, start. Let me play it again, Jim. You'll hear it. There's a stop, start. One of them stops and starts. They're not in sync with each other. See? One dropped out.
Yeah.
Then they both stopped. Okay, one more time. You'll hear them. There are two of them. Right there. And there. Now, what's happening here is the concert has stopped. The firing has stopped. Why? It's not to reload a magazine. How long does it take to reload a 20-round mag, Jim? 2 seconds, three?
If you're good? Yeah, sure.
All right, so they've stopped firing. And people don't know what the hell's going on until the firing starts again. Two weapons, Jim.
Yeah, right here. I agree, Jim. Two weapons.
I'm going to move it up. You'll see this at the top of Rent. It's all up there for you.
Two different weapons.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're just firing into the crowd. No problem. I can't miss. Why they keep stopping, though, is interesting. I guess they wanted people to panic. Machine gun. This is no
sure.
M16, for God's sake.
Sure, of course, yes.
Now here. It took the police 74 minutes. It might have been 72. I think it's 74. To get to the suspect room, which is very 36th floor, I think it is. But the muzzle
seconds.
Flash, 30 seconds. There's 20,000 people there to begin with. There sound like several weapons there.
Look.
Okay, that's enough. The video is up there for you to hear. No, not a lone gunman. Sorry.
You get the report about women warning that everyone was going to die 45
yeah.
minutes before
yeah.
the shooting began.
A Latina woman, was up near the front and, allegedly, she was messing with people's hair. I hear pictures now, video of people down all over the place. These are young people. Went to the, 20s, 30s. Yes, I did. And then she began screaming at people, "You're all going to die tonight. You're all going to die." And a lot of them did, apparently. Again, we don't have the answers, but when you look at the video and you listen to the sound, number one, you hear there are at least two, if not three, weapons involved. And the patsy is a patsy. We always have patsies. And this guy's a one percenter. That's the weird part about it. He wouldn't have any interest, you'd think, in bothering people if he were a member of Black Lives Matter. Well, all right. If he was a professor of some liberal arts college saying that we will not use white marble in our art classes anymore because white is racist. Or we'll have no more milk in the cafeteria because milk is racist. It's white. This is some of the crap I've heard.
It is ludicrous, isn't it? Some of this stuff is just unbelievable. Well, I tell you, I'm glad you played those clips there, Jeff. That was very, very instructive.
Well, back to basic training and boot camp, huh? I guess. The snap, crackle, and pop of an assault rifle, especially 5.56, if it's an AK with a 7.5, whatever the hell it is, this makes a different noise. But that was a stable platform machine gun of some kind taken into the room and set up. And they didn't have to bust the window out. They're carrying away people here. There are a lot of people going to say, well, they're crisis actors. I don't think so, not in the middle of 20,000 people. And I will send you the pictures I have.
Yes. 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 This is a very, very bizarre case. I mean, we do have this report of ISIS taking responsibility, and that obviously is inconsistent with the official story of the
right.
A one percenter, I mean.
Well, they don't want people to think that we have so little protection that ISIS can walk into the gambling and entertainment capital of the world and do this kind of thing. But they can. We've hired them. Muslims are Muslims. Look, when the call comes, they're going to answer the Quran. The great majority of them are completely devoted to this stuff. I ran the picture of the little girl. What alleged religion could do that to its little girls, to its women? I don't get this at all. It's just not human.
Female genital mutilation.
It's not human. It's not human. And I again point to the alleged feminists of the Western world, the biggest fraud group of them all, say nothing about that. Nothing.
Michael J. Anderson did say that in Nevada you could obtain, turn a semi-auto into an auto for $20. You just have to get a fee. That Nevada is one of the few states where you can do that.
Yeah. Well, look, we all know that if Islam wants certain cells, and they have cells all over the country, to obtain anything from an RPG to a machine gun to assault weapons. It doesn't matter. They're going to get them. They're probably stored in containers all over the country already. They have what they want. Every mosque is basically a forward position command and control planning center. They use their mosques rather like the Jews use their temples. The Mossad, they have worldwide intelligence gathering. It's not the same, of course, but it is similar in the sense that they're used for other things than worship. They're meeting places, they're political indoctrination places. Mosques are places, again, of training. So, anyway, how many programs have you done today?
Well, three. Three. Yeah. But, you know, Jeff, this thing, they're claiming this guy converted to Islam.
Yeah.
I mean,
we need some proof.
That's not our, that's, you know, are they talking about our millionaire?
Allegedly.
That's just strange beyond belief.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are strange. I don't know. I need proof. ISIS, if you're out there, send us proof. Daesh, send us proof that he converted. He's dead now. He didn't care. Right? Well, send us some paper proof that he filled out the forms and took his blood oath or whatever it is he did. Who knows? Why would a one percenter do that, though? It makes no sense.
I agree with you. He's got to be just a patsy. He can't have had anything to do with it, in fact.
No.
It's just ludicrous.
His brother said it's as if an asteroid landed in their family and blew it all to hell. He said, can't believe it.
Right.
So, I don't know.
At this point in time, I think the brother's being very honest. So, where'd they get all these weapons they hauled out of his house? I mean,
right.
That's pretty strange, too.
Yeah. Now, we do have, we got to remember, we do have mind control. We do have MKUltra. And they can make people do what they want. It's quite doable. Been around for a long time. Voice-to-skull technology, that was patented over 35 years ago. That's where you're able to hear. You are able to hear voices in your head. Not through your ears. You hear it in your head. That was patented almost 40 years ago now. You who listen know what we cover here. You know that. Watch it.
Did you get that report? There was somebody with CBS who said they thought it was good that people who supported Trump were shot up in Las Vegas. I mean,
yep.
Good God, man. What has become of this country? This person, is fired. I mean, that was my immediate reaction. Well, fire that? Jesus. That's ridiculous.
It's worse than that. It shows an element of sadism that has worked its way into the soul of this nation. Here it is. CBS fires vice president who said, Vegas victims don't deserve sympathy because country music fans are often Republican.
How stupid, Jeff. That's just stupid.
Well, it's not even stupid. It's
right.
Her name is, she's of course, a member of the tribe. Haley Geffman-Gold. The network's now former vice president and senior counsel said, earlier today, I posted an indefensible post in a Facebook discussion thread concerning the tragic Las Vegas shooting statement that I now sincerely regret. I am deeply sorry for diminishing the significance of every life affected by Stephen Paddock's terrorism last night and for the pain my words have inflicted on the loved ones of the victim. My shameful comments do not reflect the beliefs of my former employer, colleagues, family, friends, nor do they reflect my actual beliefs, this sense of blah, blah, blah. So they kicked your ass out.
What's the character of someone who would make a remark like that, Jeff? I mean, really, this is a despicable person.
Yeah, I think you're being too kind.
two contests.
Yeah, I don't know. Your question, though, rhetorical as it may be, is certainly critical. What has happened to this country? They have happened to this country. They, the controllers, the globalists with all the technology, the nanotechnology, the directed energy weapons, the DEW weapons, the EMF weapons, the cell phone weapons, the cell towers, the smartphones, all the digital media, and things we couldn't even dream of. That's what's happened to this country of ours. The dumbing down of America that Charlotte Isherbeat so heroically put together in her book has come home to roost. We're not living as long as our parents' generation. We're certainly dumber than our parents' generation. You look in the faces of a lot of these younger people, 25 to 30, and they're spent. You look at them and you remember the Peggy Lee song, "Is That All There Is?"
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah. Is that all there is? That's what they look like. Is this all there is? Where's my thrill? Where's my fun? So that's the problem. There are young people and many listening right now, and bless all of you. You have vision. You have hopes. You get it. And you've lost many friends over trying to help them get it. They don't want to get it. They're too comfortable in their little layer of insulation and their digital world of escapism. So they're not going to come around. You do your best and you help those who want to be helped, and don't waste your time on those that don't. Because you younger people are all that we have who may hopefully remember what it was like. And if you had good parents, you'll know what they went through and what they had as values. And there are still some people with values. But, boy, our values are all under attack. Look at commercial television. I've looked at it a little bit, and I honestly can't believe what I'm seeing. It's that horrible. Bad news. So, Jim Fetzer can be heard on this network twice a week. Tell him about the program, Jim.
Well, it's the Raw Deal, Tuesday, Thursday, from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central. Earlier, of course, Pacific. But Jeff, is just a real privilege to be on with you. I think you're doing a great job, and you're certainly all over this Las Vegas event, which is just causing me a great deal of trouble sorting out.
Well, I watch everything you do, and I'll be interested to see what you come up with. So I know you always keep me posted, and I appreciate that. I worked in Las Vegas for 2 years. I was the television news director and the anchor man at the ABC television station there. And I got to know the town pretty well. 2.5, almost 3 years. And I just couldn't take the heat, so I left. But,
it's... You meant literally, of course, the heat. Yeah, that it was so warm.
Oh, I got off work one night. I've told this story. After doing the late news, walked out the door about 12:15 a.m. and it was 112 degrees. And
I just,
no, I said this is work. It's time to call game. It's ridiculous. So
we're glad you find a cooler pasture, my friend.
Thank you, Jim. Get some rest. Talk soon.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Professor James Fetzer, and we'll watch and see what he comes up with. Okay. That's our first hour, and we will come right back.